Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
What is something you did when you were young that your parents can still hold over your head and do? You got one? Let's start with the example from the National Football League. Now, I don't know that these parents are holding it over his head, but I know that they will be able to forever.
Yeah.
During the draft, if you are an NFL fan, you've probably heard this, and if it's off your radar, this isn't so much about football as it is about a kid doing something that mom and dad should be really pissed about. Shedeur Sanders, a very arrogant football player, believed, along with his father, that he would be a top five pick, certainly a first round pick, and then he plummeted.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, he received a prank call with the person, and you'll hear it in a moment if you haven't heard it, claiming to be Mickey Loomis, the general manager of the New Orleans Saints. Now, it is common in the draft for players to get a call informing them that they're being picked by the team picking them before it's announced on television.
Mm-hmm.
Just letting them know, hey, you know, we had this meeting. And so this prank call came to Shedeur, and you can tell he was confused.
This is Mickey Loomis here, GM of the Saints.
How you doing?
Good. How are you, man?
Good. Been waiting on you.
Been a long wait, man.
No, for sure.
We're going to take you with our next pick right here, man.
Yes, sir. Let's be legendary.
Yeah, but you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, man.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
What does that mean?
And then he hung up on him.
Mm-hmm.
He did kind of give a mixed message.
He did. On purpose, I think. Yeah. I think also they kind of got a little nervous. Like, I can't believe he answered. Now, I don't want to give compliments to Shedeur Sanders, but as this went through, when it was revealed that the person who made that prank call, one of them, was the defensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons' son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who got those numbers from his dad. Now, Shedeur, as arrogant as he was leading up to the draft and throughout it, I thought this was a pretty impressive human moment when he said, I didn't like it, but everybody makes mistakes. I don't need to make a big deal out of it. Because he could have. He could have been pissed, and I would have been on his side for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And honestly, I don't know enough about him to know whether he didn't get drafted first round and one of those first few picks because of his attitude or because he's just not that good and thinks he is.
I think it's both.
Okay. Yeah.
I think he was a fringe, according to experts, I think he was a fringe first round talent.
Okay.
Who is not as athletic as they might want. And doesn't throw it as well, but good.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who would normally go late first round, second round, whatever. Or if somebody had a need, originally, everybody thought the Giants are going to take him in the top five.
Yeah.
But throughout the process, he accepted, according to now anonymous reports, when he would meet with teams, teams would, in one case, a team tried to get him to admit a mistake by showing him some things he had done during the season. Because during the season, in press conferences, one time he said, well, I could have thrown for that many yards. If I had an offensive line who would block for me in a running game like he does, like threw his own teammates under the bus on a regular basis.
Yes.
So they wanted to see if in private he would own things, and he didn't. And so that team was like, okay. Another team sent him, they'll send them tape they want them to break down.
Yeah.
And a team sent him some that had intentional mistakes that they believe a good, now I don't understand this process exactly. But they believed a good prospect who could read defenses would catch.
Yeah.
And he didn't catch him. And in another one, he went and he in his own words, he said, he went to a team and said, if you're not ready to change the culture, don't draft me. Well, that's not a very good thing to say unless you were already known to be a great leader.
Right.
Like
right.
Andrew Luck was known to be a really good leader at Stanford. So him saying that, but also someone who's a great leader, they don't typically say that. They say, you know, I'm going to come in and I'm going to lead by example.
Yeah,
I'm kind of the same thing.
I'm going to do everything it takes to win.
I want to change the culture.
Yes, I want to be part of the culture change. Not if you draft me, be ready to change. So whatever. He probably got a lot of people think because his dad is so brash and people like him that maybe they didn't get honest feedback from scouts. But nonetheless, Yesterday, the NFL announced that Kelly's Atlanta Falcons would be fined $250,000 because the way they got these phone numbers is the NFL sends out privately to all the front offices of the NFL teams all of the phone numbers of the prospects so that the teams can communicate with them and everything else.
Yeah.
But it is strictly forbidden to be shared. And somehow dad, Jeff Ulrich, left it laying around.
Like left his iPad open on the counter or something.
And the kids got it. And there were multiple prank calls made to other players. Shadur, the most famous. And then those kids even released a YouTube of them doing it.
Oh,
man. This is the stupidity of children. You know, you pull off a good prank, but then you're too dumb to not keep it to yourself.
I mean, he's also 21, not 12. Let's just know that. 21. Yeah. So, a child. The son is? Young. Yeah, he's 21.
Oh, I didn't know he was that old.
Okay. 21.
Whoa, he's a man.
He's in college.
He's
a man.
I thought he was like 17. Oh, I didn't know that.
I did too. I thought they were 16
But still, I do feel like 21 is young. And
you're soft-headed.
Yeah, exactly. You're silly. You're pulling pranks, especially in today's world. You want to be able to.
Honestly.
Go a little
I probably
viral.
Would have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
But knowing how it could affect your own dad like that, like that's where, I mean, we did a lot of stupid things, but not so directly correlated to like our parents.
We tried to consider the ramifications to our employers and everything else.
Yeah.
We got lucky in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
But so they find the team $250,000 and they find the guy, the dad, $100,000.
They did end up punishing
him.
Wow. Okay, because we did this story on Monday, and on Monday the update was that they weren't going to punish dad for what the kid did, just like a stern talking to.
I think the building from players and teams and other general managers were like, this is an important breach of trust. So here's Jeff Ulrich accepting responsibility.
My actions of not protecting confidential data were inexcusable. My son's actions were absolutely inexcusable, and for that, we are both deeply sorry. The NFL has taken action, and I fully respect the punishment. Going forward, I promise my son and I will work hard to demonstrate we are better than this. Again, I'm deeply sorry for our actions. Obviously not happy and shocked, so I made the Falcons aware of the situation. Our next course of action was to try to get a hold of the Sanders family so we could apologize, which we were able to do. The Sanders family, Shadur, and Coach Sanders were amazingly gracious, more gracious than they needed to be in a moment like this.
Okay, look, I mean, you didn't accidentally fire a missile on a nation here. I mean, we don't need to make too big of a deal out of this. It was a prank call in which no one was actually hurt.
I think he probably needed to do that because
his
position was probably a little precarious.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
$100,000.
But.
Okay. I mean,
how much does he make?
I mean, as a defensive coordinator, probably at least
probably
$1 million, maybe $2 million.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you make your kid pay it back? In any way, like overtime. You do yard work for the rest of your life?
Something.
You're cleaning the gutters
probably
from now
until I don't care how
the
rich
day
you
die.
How rich you are. Just eating $100,000 because your 21-year-old wanted to make a prank phone call and be internet famous?
I think if that kid has a nice car that maybe you bought him, you sell it and you go and you get him a clunker and you make him drive it until like your money's back from whatever else you make him
do. I agree.
At the very least, put him on jockstrap duty.
Yeah,
in
he's
the
gonna,
locker room.
Or yeah.
Looks like you work for the Falcons now until you pay that back.
Yeah.
I don't know, because at 21, he might still be getting anything he has from more than likely.
Oh, almost
yeah.
certainly.
Yeah, I think reward him with a job with an NFL team.
No, it has to be like the worst job. Like,
like 6 years from now, he'll be running the team. Like,
yeah.
Best mistake I ever made.
It all works out.
Yeah, he'll probably fail up.
Probably.
So what's the biggest thing? Do any of you have anything that your parents can hold over you you did that was so bad it comes up? Not just because it's funny, but it was legit bad.
No.
I lit fires a good amount.
a good amount?
Yeah.
Like, we know about your fence burn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I also, I lit fires in the sewer down the street. That was a lot of fun.
What?
Yeah, we take, like, cans of hairspray and just spray it on the wall and then light it on fire. Because it was cool to see stuff burn.
Yeah. See, we did a lot of stuff like that, too. I was just always fortunate that we never got caught doing it. We had a lot of close calls where I could have been that kid when I lit the train trestle on fire, but we got it put out. Or when I started a grass fire, but somehow, through the grace of God, I got it put out. before anyone was aware of it, and it never became a thing. But oh boy, did I teeter a lot from being the kid who would have a story.
Does it get held over your head?
No, because they never knew about it.
See? Anybody? All right. Look, Chris wrote in or called Tommy, but he couldn't stay on hold. Chris spent a whole night talking on 900 numbers, and it showed up on his mom's phone bill at $5,000.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
That adds up quick.
Okay.
From what I've heard.
Yeah. I want to know what kind of 900 numbers, because there were some like
sex lines.
Sex lines, all sex lines.
Yep.
Because there were so many back then.
Colin in Kentucky listening on the Free Beer and Hot Wings app. Hi, Colin. What is still held over your head?
So when I was a kid, I went out to my dad's truck, and he had a manual transmission, and I was playing around with it, just, you know, pretending I was driving, and I accidentally took the parking brake off, and the truck ended up rolling down the hill and into the creek and smashing into the creek and smashing the front end. And they, of course, came and checked on me and made sure I was all right first. But then my dad came down there to see if the truck was going to start, and they had to call a tow truck and whatnot. When I apparently was messing with it, I had turned the radio all the way up, and he turned the truck on, and it yelled out very, very loud, "This is your lucky day," because he was on a commercial, and it scared him. He fell on his butt in the creek and got wet.
Oh my God. That's like from a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Nikki. That's going to be Nikki.
It is. Steve, that's your future.
That is absolutely my future. I took this picture the other day of Nikki
driving
my truck. He was laying on the front seat, and he had both of his feet reaching the pedals, and he's like, "I want to drive." Oh, man.
Yep. Yeah, you better make sure you always know where those keys are.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
This text, I blew a $100,000 life insurance policy in a year which they were the beneficiaries to.
How?
Like, I don't, that needs more explanation. Like,
yeah.
This text, my parents are dead. They can't hold anything over me now.
Yeah, in their faces.
Guess she won that one.
You sure showed them.
Yeah. This text
She's
from
dead.
Buffalo. Yeah. My mom says I'm the reason people put stickers on glass doors. I'm 42 and it's still said to me. This is Devin in Pennsylvania. Hi, Devin.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
I was a teenager. I was going to school, and I used to have this really sweet YJ Jeep that I'd never keep the doors on because it was cool.
Yeah.
And I went out to start it, and I would put my foot in on the clutch. And then I would just reach in and hit the ignition and slap into neutral and then let it warm up.
Yeah.
And then one day my foot slipped off the clutch before I got it into neutral, and it took off. And I fell onto the ground and went right through my parents' fence. And then I had to watch it drive away from me like Stephen King's truck through the yard.
Oh, no.
And I had to chase after it before it got to the other fence. Yeah. So I called my mom instead of my dad and let him know about the fence, and I had to skip school and fix the damn fence.
Oh my God.
Were you low key happy you got to skip school?
A little bit, yeah. I got to go to Home Depot, my dad's dump truck, and everything. So it wasn't horrible.
Thank you, Devin.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God. Watching your vehicle. Whenever they show those clips, they have some almost every week on Funniest Home Videos when we watch with the kids, of somebody who thinks their car is in park. And then it just starts rolling away from them, and they try to run. Mm. And then the people running after it almost always fall, because a lot of them are older and haven't run in 10 years. And so their front of their body gets ahead of the back. And then they're.
Yeah.
Have you been on that show yet from the time that your car ran away from you when you were getting a pizza?
No, but I keep wondering if it's going to show up from somebody else. Like somebody else will win that money, and I'll just be the stranger going, double.
It's amazing how every one of your stories involves cars, pizza, or water. Like, that's your trifecta.
You know what? Hell yeah.
I wish that I could sit here and mount a case of defense.
Usually it's two of the three.
Yeah.
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 Almost
it's like
always.
It's like some sort of game you'd play.
Yeah.
Which two? I could give you a scenario, and you could say, which two will be involved?
Yeah.
Water? Cars or pizza?
Yeah. Did the pizza ruin the fish tank, or did the fish tank ruin the water? Stay tuned to find out.
Stop saying true things. More of your calls on this in a moment. Joe's in Saratoga. Uh-oh. Oh, he pulled a lurch. Longtime listeners will know what that means. Kobe wanted to build an igloo in Nashville.
Okay. A what?
An igloo.
In Nashville.
Igloo.
An igloo.
Igloo.
Okay, but, okay, that's a tough, it's still gotta be held a tough over place his
head.
To build
I want
igloo.
You to try to think of why it's still held over his head.
Okay.